Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Scott Kirshner. Tomorrow morning, a former Cambridge teacher and Olympic marathoner will carry the torch along the streets of Rio. Eleonora Mendonça, a native of Brazil, will stride through the streets of her hometown. Mendonça was an advocate of opening the Olympic marathon to women, which happened in Los Angeles in 1984, and she was almost denied entry into that year's race by Brazilian officials. She spoke to us earlier today from Rio, and we began by talking about what being part of the torch relay means to her.
Rio is the city I was born, that I was raised, and that I began my my running career. So I was just so delighted. And being from Rio, the city that's going to host the first time Olympic Games in South America, is just incredible.
What do you think you're going to be focusing on tomorrow when you're holding the torch?
The feeling, I want to get the feeling of the of that moment. It's an honor to be there and carrying the Olympic torch. The start of the relay, of my relay, is going to be at 7:57, and that would be exactly, pretty much close to the start of the Olympic marathon in Los Angeles in 84. So not only the date, the 5th of August, 32 years before I ran the premier, the historical women's Olympic marathon, and it would be almost to the time, 8 o'clock in the morning. So this is really amazing.
Let's talk about that first women's Olympic marathon in 1984. That year, my understanding is you won the Olympic marathon trials in Rio in 1984, but the head of Brazil's Track and Field Federation refused to submit your name to the International Olympic Committee to run in the first women's marathon at the Los Angeles Games. Why did he refuse, and what happened?
I still believe why they barred me. I think that because of the achievement that I have done, the work that I have done to promote road races in Brazil and give an opportunity for women in athletics, I would say I was on the blacklist.
Can you tell us briefly, how did you get off the blacklist and how did you get into the 1984 games?
Well, one of the sponsors of the trials was a newspaper, and they were not happy that they had put so much money into that trials event, and the representative was not being sent to the Olympic Games. So they start, making some notice and publishing the fight that I was going through. And I think the media itself put a lot of pressure, and they finally sent my name in. But it wasn't until 10 days or a couple weeks after I had won the trial. So I believe the media play an important part to make that happen.
What are you going to do tomorrow after you pass the torch?
I'm just going to celebrate. It's going to be many friends and colleagues and former competitors, and it's going to be a party. I want to celebrate with them. As a matter of fact, I invite everyone that competed with me during the time that broke some of the barriers to be there to share that that moment of recognition.
Eleonora Mendonça is an Olympic marathoner, former Cambridge Public Schools teacher, and Simmons College coach. Tomorrow morning, she'll be carrying the Olympic torch on its way to the opening ceremony of this year's Summer Games. Eleonora, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Scott.
And good luck.
Thank you.